Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 23rd. A Clarendon woman is out on bond after she allegedly abused her one-year-old son. Caitlin Henson, age 21, was released on $1,500 unsecured bond on a single charge of felony child abuse. Her son was taken to Columbus Regional with multiple injuries. See the story on our website for more. A Columbus County detention officer died 2 hours after being sworn in Monday. The sheriff's office said that the officer apparently had a medical emergency. He collapsed at the CCSO building. Despite efforts of everyone involved to provide emergency aid, he died en route to Columbus Regional. Detectives jailed a Chadron man after watching him make a drug deal in a Chadron parking lot. Rameek Freeman, age 18, was charged with possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver crack cocaine. He was already out on bond on unrelated charges at the time. We have much more on our website about this story. A tractor trailer overturned on US 701 at the 7476 interchange yesterday morning and blocked traffic at the roundabout for several hours. No injuries were reported. The rig was apparently exiting US 74 when it tipped over going around the traffic circle. Parents are complaining about two new policies that have been set by the county schools this week. Beginning with this school year, excessive absences will result in strict disciplinary action unless a valid doctor's note explains why a student is not at school. Also, phones will not be allowed at all during the school day, even during lunch periods. Individual schools also have the authority to completely ban cellular devices from school grounds. The Fair Bluff Watermelon Festival is coming up Saturday, and it's going to be a full day of events, folks. Registration will start at 7:30, and there will be opening ceremonies at 8:30. The parade's coming up at 12:30. There will be events all day long. We have a full schedule on our webpage. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences will be showing Mufasa, the Lion King, Friday from Movies on Madison. The movie will open at 7:30 p.m. for folks to learn about amazing animals who prowl at night. And the movie will be shown at 8 p.m. This is a family-friendly event, so remember, no pets, no coolers, no alcohol, and no smoking. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in Whiteville. Any students at Whiteville High School who want to raise and show a pig at the Columbus County Agriculture Fair should call FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. This is open to all Whiteville High students. Pig pickup will be on July 31st. All pigs must be reserved in advance. The City of Whiteville is encouraging residents and business owners to sign up for the Alert Whiteville system. Floods, storms, water and sewer outages, and other real-time emergencies are delivered straight to your telephone or email. To sign up for the free service, go to the city's website and click on the Community tab. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.